You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Do something good today.
We're a 6-speed westbound, Beach Boys playing. We're an old McGregor, Catalina sailing. With a West Texas wind in the summertime, it's your hand in mine. You dance with me at midnight, cause honey,
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from the Star Theater in Pulaski, Tennessee. I have come to know Tammy Prochosky through concerts that have happened here at the Star Theater. Glad to be able to participate in the Songwriter Showcase, which is part of a summer series. It was a great event, a great day. How do you feel about today's event, Tammy?
Mark, I'm so excited. This is exactly what we intended it to be. I am just thrilled that the local people had the opportunity to be in the room with such creative talents as these three and actually like learn something. We're all about arts education here at the theater, and this was just a phenomenal opportunity, and I'm very grateful that they took the time today to come do this.
I felt like for the adult class that we were in, we had the right size class.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think if you get too many going on, it's a lot of ideas, and everyone wants to share. That was the exciting part too, is that we had a lot of participation, and that's what you want to have, is people, you know, sharing. And I know with the kids too, they had a good opportunity to share with those, and that size is great.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of participation, we have Daniel Kim Etheridge, we have Brenna Wheeler and Dylan Brady, who were instructors for this. How did you first connect with Daniel to pull this together?
Yeah, we went and saw Troubadour Blue playing here locally at Kitchen 220, and we were so excited to get to connect back with Callie. Callie's one of our star girls. She started out here at the theater many, many years ago, and she married Daniel and just kind of got talking, and we got all excited about some possibilities, and Daniel had this idea. It really just kind of stemmed from him.
Speaking of Troubadour Blue, the two members who are with us right now, because this is radio and people cannot see, it would be Daniel and Brenna. They are the two members of Troubadour Blue, and her brother is also part of that group. He's not with us today. But Daniel, let's jump over to you, because you were on the flyer as the Songwriter Showcase was being shared. What made you want to participate, to take your experience and your knowledge as a writer and help other people?
Sure. I grew up in Southern California. I spent my childhood there, and growing up in Long Beach, we had after-school music programs, and it was a big part of my childhood. And in California, honestly, it was just to keep us all out of trouble after school, so we had somewhere to be. And we moved to Texas when I was in middle school, and the music programs in Austin were phenomenal, and the music educators, they were so supportive and excited for everything that we wanted to do as teenagers. And, you know, my wife and some of the people here in town were telling me that there aren't a ton of music programs here in Giles County, and I by no means can start a whole music education program, but
right,
at least to have somewhere to start, to have a place for kids to go, to have a creative outlet and to understand how to do this, I thought was really important. So, you know, I was thinking about it, and so, you know, Brenna Wheeler and Dylan Brady came to mind, and they're my friends, and I wanted to drag them along with me, and so we came and did this today.
As close as we are to Nashville, and the fact that Belmont College kind of intertwines into this because of the attendance there, people going for music, learning that, it is kind of sad that the schools aren't introducing more, because that is a path that a lot of people in this area, region, could take.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we, right here in Pulaski, we're about an hour from Nashville, and I mean, it's Music City. It's where people all over the world know that the greatest musicians and songwriters on the planet go to Nashville. And, you know, public education, like, there's only so much you can do, and I don't know about the stuff, I went to school for music, but tax dollars only go so far, and sometimes, you know, you have to cut things, and I think it's really tough when the arts get cut, because, man, like, I'm 5'8 on a good day. I couldn't play defensive end at, you know, anywhere. And you need somewhere to go if you're not a musician, you know? Brenna, or if you're not an athlete, Brenna's like 5'11.
She's way taller.
Yeah,
than
she should have played D1 volleyball, but for some way, you know, she played the fiddle. And, you know, I think it's really special to be able to have a place for creative kids to be involved and to feel included. You know, I think when you're under the age of 18 and even into adulthood, but when you're a kid, when you're a teenager, it's so easy to feel alone and to feel weird and to feel different. And man, the arts kids are all weird and different, and it's awesome. And, you know, I started talking to Tammy here at Star Theater about the theater program they have here and all these kids in Giles County that want to be included and involved. And I was like, this is perfect. Like, it's already built in. There's already an environment where people feel welcomed and safe and comfortable. And so what better place to start this type of program?
How about the ages that you saw today, from the children all the way to
the lady who was 81 years old.
I mean, I was going to say, I think our age range today was from 12 to 81.
Incredible.
And, I mean, honestly, I don't want to call them kids. The young women we had today, middle school, high school age, they were great, and they had so many questions, and they voiced so many questions that I remembered having as a young teenager, right, about writing and what if I want to write down these ideas and I sound too sad or I sound too crazy or I sound too, like, yes, you sound sad when you're 14 writing your first songs because everything is really extreme and really dramatic. And that's kind of just part of the gig, but it was awesome hearing their lyric ideas and their song ideas. And I think Andy was the name of the girl that sat there, and Dylan had been like, you know, Dylan had said that he likes to take an object in the room and write about that and just try to understand how to write things in front of you. And Dylan had talked about the mirror next to us, and she went and wrote a whole verse about a mirror. And I was like, man,
wow.
I think what's really inspiring about young people and being creative is that they feel very free to be creative in ways that adults don't, because we get nervous and we don't want to go too far out on the limb. And it was really awesome to watch them do that.
Let's go over to the other 33.3% of Troubadour Blue as we talk to Brenna here.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Brenna.
Hi.
Congratulations on learning the violin and graduating to the fiddle.
Thank you so much.
Has anybody ever congratulated you on that?
No, nobody really.
And here you are today.
And here I am today.
You finished at Belmont College?
I did. Yeah, I graduated from Belmont. That's where Daniel and I met. End of my freshman year, his sophomore year, he just kind of yelled at me across the lawn and was like, "Hey, you." And he was doing a rehearsal for his bluegrass group that we were both in at Belmont, and he was like, "Hey, you, come over here and play." And sure enough, I walked over there and grabbed my fiddle and played with him, and that was the beginning of our friendship, I suppose. It was like 10 years ago. So
wow.
We've been making music for 10 years.
Is this how you envisioned possibly the direction you would go when you were attending college or when you were learning fiddle?
That's
Did
a
you have
great
some dream?
Question. As I have said several times today, I love to be the center of attention. And so I was a sideman for a long time, and that wasn't really fulfilling it. I knew I wanted to be in music. And then Daniel and I kind of got back together after college and started talking about how neither of us were necessarily fulfilled in the sideman realm. And so that's kind of where our band formed. And I think that through that, I slowly realized that, like, oh, yeah, this was what I was born to do, is to be the performer, to be the one writing the words. And, like, because we have something to say, or at least I think we do. And I think people need to hear it, want to hear it. I don't know. That's just my perception. But
there's a time to be the side person, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know when I started, I had no idea that I was going to go into radio. Right. I'd been a police officer, had a tortilla factory, restaurant, been tourism director, worked a lot of different jobs. Had no earthly idea this was going to happen.
Right.
All I did was, at 35 years old, I organized an alumni football game, and I was asked to come on a radio show, a sports show, to talk about that game, which was a fundraiser for the school. Next thing I know, I'm sitting with a group of guys every Saturday at Applebee's doing a sports talk radio show. And I was a side guy. I was one of many that had something to say.
Isn't that so cool?
But over 2 years of experience and learning, I was able then to go and start my own show a couple of years later, which now is the Mark White Show.
Yeah.
And so I had that time of being that side person and being a part of that group, but then you can kind of break out on your own.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful freeing feeling that I have this independence to talk to who I want to, when I want to, do what I want to. You have the creativity ability to do what you want to.
Yes, which we truly love and appreciate in Troubadour Blue. We are fully independent, and we get to make the decisions for us, which is so exciting. And we get to say, okay, we want this song to come out. You're exactly right.
Dylan Brady brought this up during our group because he had signed to labels and now he's independent.
Mm-hmm.
I love the independence, man. And the time that we're in is much different than, say, 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Even
10
years
ago. Where you absolutely, had to have a label or you're not in at all.
100%. You know, we live in a world now where Billy from the middle of nowhere can post a video on the internet and have a moment and start a career. And you're right, even 10 years ago, that was a very different thing. And you know, my record deal experience, I'm very grateful for, because I learned a lot of things very young. You know, I signed my record deal at 19.
Wow.
I was in it till I was 22. And you know, I always say all the time, I'm very lucky. I learned a lot about myself and a lot about this industry and a lot about the music I want to make then, and not 10 years later when I've got kids and people depending on me, you know? And so you're totally right. The independent thing as of right now has been really freeing, you know, and to make music when I want to make it and how I want to make it, and put it out when I want as well.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Daniel Kim Etheridge, Brenna Wheeler, and Dylan Brady here at Star Theater in Pulaski, Tennessee. Thanks to Tammy Pierczowski for putting this together. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the experience of teaching and sharing their experience as songwriters with others, because this was an incredible experience for me, and I hope that when another one comes around, if you're listening and can make it to Pulaski, that you'll do the same. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. To say, how are you better than you've ever been? How are you not dying just a little bit? I'm just trying to figure out, how are you so happy now? How are you going out and having fun? How are you, how are you not still in love? But I bit my tongue and just smiled, said I'm good that it's been a while. How are you? Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week except Sunday for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTfireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Everybody needs inspiration. Everybody needs a song, a beautiful melody. When the night's so long, 'cause there is no guarantee.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show on location in Pulaski, Tennessee at Star Theater. Glad to have several guests with me today. Not just one, but four guests. I have Daniel Kim Etheridge, Tammy Pierczowski, Brenna Wheeler, and Dylan Brady. Glad to have them all. The latter three were actually sharing their experience as songwriters today to young and older alike. I was part of that. I enjoyed it. And Dylan, share with me what it's like for you to be able to share, especially with children, younger people who are much younger than you.
Yeah.
And you know that there is a path for them if they can get a little bit of experience, if they can have someone share with them in the way that y'all are trying to do.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I think back, you know, I've always known I've wanted to do music. You know, I was always singing, and I always knew I wanted to be an artist, but I didn't even know a songwriter was a job. You know, like looking back at my, you know, growing up, like I didn't know that there was people who were just songwriters and that was their sole job. And, you know, I look at this and other you know, things I've done with kids and writing songs is, you know, I think back to myself, if I was their age and I had somebody come in who does this for a living, it would have changed everything for me, because I would have learned early on, wait a second, this is a job that I can start pursuing now. You know, I can start pursuing it. You know, we said earlier, you know, we had somebody in the class as young as 12 years old. And, you know, to learn that now and to hear it from the people that, you know, are doing it, you know, that would have been life-changing for me.
And having the technology, as we mentioned in the first segment, completely different ability to be able to share your content, share your creativity with others. You can have a TikTok and have 900,000 people following, or your Instagram and 90,000 people, or Facebook, and you've got another group there, and you've got all these audiences that are available to you that just weren't a few years ago.
100%. And, you know, I look at social media like TikTok and Instagram as a tool. You know, I said in there earlier, you know, at the end of the day, it always comes down to hit songs, you know, and writing the best songs possible, writing from your heart, writing what you know. But now we live in a world where there's an opportunity to share that on a greater scale. You know, before you had a tour, you know, every state in the country to reach 1 million people, and now you can reach 1 million people at like the tap of a button. And I think that's pretty cool.
Daniel, pulling this together with the others and participate, having young people participate, what did it mean to you to share your experience today and to see maybe some successes? You mentioned in the first segment, a young lady, how she advanced once she gained a little bit of knowledge.
I think with anything creative, it's about having a community and people to share it with. I think that's one of the most special things about playing music or being in a band or writing songs. And the fact that we could come do this down in Pulaski, my wife's hometown, that I love so much, I was very special, and I was so happy to do it and be able to work with young people and older people. And it's my favorite thing about music.
And Brenna, you're pretty young yourself, and I'm sure you can relate to the young ladies who are interested, because here you are in the music business.
Absolutely.
And to try to come in with your instrument and your talent and to find your place in the music business, that could be hard for a young lady, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely difficult, but, you know, I don't really let anything get me down. I've been told many times that the word you're going to hear the most is no, and I just kind of don't really recognize that word anymore. It's like, okay, so that's what you think, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And you know, the young ladies that we had today, they were just so eager and excited and very willing to share things that are very vulnerable. I mean, writing a song is kind of like your diary. Just out there for everybody to hear. And they were so willing to share those words with us, which was just, it was just so special. Troubadour Blue played a show last week in Kentucky, and this little girl came running up to the merch table after, and she was just so excited. And when I finally got out there, she gave me a big hug, and she was like, I heard you guys start to sing, and I had to come over and see what you were doing, and you guys were amazing. And she's like, I've written a song. And I was like, hey, next time I see you, I want you to write another song and another song. So, you know, there are young girls out there that are very eager to be a part of this industry and just make music, you know, whether or not the whole world hears it or whether or not they just need it. I just think it's really special.
You touched on vulnerability, and just a couple of examples from our session. We had one young lady who lost her father last year, and she was wanting to take her thoughts and put them into words.
Mm-hmm.
We had another lady who had lost her husband.
Right.
And now she is able to take her thoughts and put them into words.
Yeah.
I've shared that I've battled depression.
Right.
And I want to take my thoughts to words. And I feel like someone listening right now, this may can help them through maybe some of the dark places that they've been, some of the struggles that they have.
Yeah.
Whether or not their song makes it to Nashville and is a hit all over the country.
Yeah.
It's something that is a release for them.
Yeah.
And if that can happen, yeah, that's life changing.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of like it's self-help, like therapy. You know, it's just, it's something where you sit down and you think, okay, I've got these thoughts, and then you start doing it and you start writing, and then things just pour out of you that maybe you didn't even realize you were holding on to or you needed to get out there. I mean, that's what happens when I sit down and I just start journaling and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is getting heavy. It's the same thing. Like in songwriting, you're just putting it to music, you know, you're writing out the problems, and I don't know, it's healing. It really is.
You all were here to help polish some of that. If you think about it, the person has already taken down the raw thoughts and feelings, the words that they wanted to say. You guys look at it and say, now, if you wanted to take this another step, this is what you might think about.
Right.
And help them with those improvements.
Yeah. I'm going to pass the mic to Daniel because we did that with one of the older group. We did that with some words.
I think anytime that you do something like this, a lot of times people are going to come to a workshop or a songwriting event, and someone that wants to write songs typically has like poetry and ideas written down. And so I really loved that we were able to look at people's words and poetry and kind of explain that if you're writing a song, you have to kind of chop some things off. You know, there's an economy of the line, and you have to be succinct and clear with what you're saying. And so kind of in a group setting, like on the fly, talking through like, hey, this is what you're trying to say. Let's maybe shorten it just a little bit to fit within the rhythm of what you're wanting and those types of things. And I thought it was really special to do that live in front of people and be like, this is what we do. Like, this is my job. We do this as professionals. And I was really glad we could do it.
And I can see where it'd be fun sometimes. And I can see where it'd be exhausting sometimes as you start to try to pull the right thing together. And you have several people to help, granted, but that can also be problematic. As you mentioned, if you have too many people, too many cooks, that can create a problem too.
Yeah, sometimes you get into like hour five of a co-write and you just want to put your head through the wall. It's tough.
But you love it.
I love it. I'm grateful for it every day, but sometimes it feels like work.
I get that. Let's bring Tammy back into the conversation, because I do want to make sure that we give Star Theater their share of airtime and talk about what you all are doing here at Star Theater and the importance of the theater here in Pulaski, Tennessee for this area.
Absolutely. So as you've heard, or as you know probably, that the school systems struggle a little bit keeping arts programming going for the kids, and we kind of felt like we're filling a need. I got involved with this when my kids were not particularly athletically inclined, and they all leaned toward the arts. So that's how we got drug in. And here, 20 years later, we're still doing it, and right on our downtown square, so everyone can come, and we make it extremely affordable. And most of our things that we do here are free for the children to do. Our productions typically have 50, 60, 70 children involved. Right now we've got Newsies coming up, so that's our July performance, and that's going to be incredible if you want to see a fantastic show with adults and older teens. Then we have Dracula coming up in the fall, and then of course Christmas Carol at Christmas time. So, and in between we'll have these workshops with these fine people.
Great.
And concerts and arts programming. We're teaching ballet and tap to adults right now, which is really fun. But yeah, again, arts education for everyone. So that's the plan. Get in some visual arts. There's just a lot of new opportunities. We've applied for several grants that have come through, so we'll be upgrading things at the theater here. So just always striving to make it better for the people who lived here in the surrounding areas.
I do want to make sure that I include how we connected, and that's through Corey Lane.
Yeah.
Corey Lane Music, my buddy.
Yeah.
And so that's how we connected, and here we are today. And if you would, share how people can connect with Star Theater, whether that's through social media, website, whatever you have, however you want people to connect with you.
Sure. So startheater.org, and that's star with two A's. So remember the two A's in star. And that's where you can buy tickets and find all your information. Also, AntoinetteHall.com. That's a story for another day. We can share about Antoinette Hall, our little secret on the second floor. So that'll be a teaser.
Tammy Prochaski, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today. Brenna Wheeler, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dylan Brady, thank you for
joining
me.
I appreciate it.
and Daniel Kim Etheridge. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show coming to you from the Star Theater in Pulaski, Tennessee. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. You're everything I wanted out of love. We are the highs and lows, the silence in between, the things we know, the sights of.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.